On today's episode of Bed Bath & Beyond, Andy and I, my name's Ian, by the way, because Andy never says my name, and I say his name all the time. So you're probably like, who is the other guy? It's Andy and it's that other guy. My name's Ian. We talk NBA playoffs. We talk a shit ton of sports. Oh, man, I always fucking beef it, dude. I always beef it. I always beef the intro. You know what? I'm not even going to take two takes. I always take multiple takes, and I'm fucking sick of it. This is the only take I'm doing. From now on, I'm only doing one take. We talk tennis. We talk Olympics. We talk fucking NBA playoffs, like I already said. We talk Andy does his bottom of the barrel bullshit football segment, and I give him grades. Hint, spoiler, actually. I give him an F. It's terrible segment. Terrible, terrible segment. And then we wrap up with Zed Run because it's the future. And if you don't like talking about it, you don't like the future. 3, 2, 1.
Go.
I am Ian Peacock.
And I am Andy Heidemann. And I hate sports betting.
No matter what you say, I'm betting $100 on it tonight.
Welcome to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Brought to you by B3T Sports.
And Andrew, whatever you were sipping on, you have to announce it.
That is Peach Crush.
No, Peach Crush is not our sponsor.
It's so good. Do you not like, I mean, you're not a soda guy.
I'm not a soda guy because I do not want to die early, nor do I want diabetes. I'm totally fine with the regular non-sugar seltzer.
All right. I get it.
But hey, don't get me wrong. if you're going, I do indulge in a soda every once in a blue moon, but I would not under any circumstance drink Peach Crush as like my go-to.
Listen to this. I'm going to tell you. It's one can is 190 calories.
Oh my God.
49 Let me guess. Grams of sugar.
Yeah, oh, I was going to guess. Actually, that's lower than I thought. I was going to guess 60.
That's not Mountain Dew.
It's Mountain Dew, I think, is like 80. But anyway, if you're going to drink Crush soda, Andrew, you got to go with the classic orange.
Orange is good, but if you're getting orange soda, Crush is not what you go for, though.
What do you mean? Sunkist?
Fanta.
Let me tell you about Fanta. Fanta, I used to drink so much Fanta in middle school, my teeth would rot out. Like, no joke, I've had to have a lot of cavities in my youth prematurely because of that one soda line.
But that's okay, because when you're young, you have those, you know, the baby teeth, and that's what it's for.
I was in middle school,
they're so you can... Okay, but you still have the some bad teeth in middle school, right?
Oh, I had terrible teeth. Oh my God, dude. Your teeth don't... You have all your adult teeth in middle school. There's no way you're going to fucking math class and learning algebra.
That's probably true. I don't know how age works.
Your fucking baby teeth are falling out. No fucking way. What, you go to a dance? Andrew, in middle school, we were going to like little dances and mixers and stuff. Could you imagine rolling up to a fucking middle school dance with baby teeth in your mouth? Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Dude, I remember, for anyone who's squeamish, maybe don't listen to this part, but I remember when I was younger, like, I want to say sixth grade, fifth grade, something like that, I bit something, and I had a baby molar, and, like, you know, I still baby teeth, but I bit something, and there was something hard in it, and it cracked my back tooth in half down the center, and half of it came out, the other half did not.
Jesus.
And it was a baby tooth, so, I mean, like, it was not a big deal, but I was, like, I was concerned.
But when do kids lose all their fucking baby teeth? I'm Googling this right now. Okay. By the age of six, your child will eventually lose all of their baby teeth.
The age of six? That cannot be right.
Hold on. From the age of six, this is a very poorly worded sentence. From the age of six, your child will lose eventually... will eventually lose all of their baby teeth by the time they're 12 years old.
Okay.
Just fucking say, well, don't even say by the age of six. Just say, hey. At 12 years old. Which is the very start.
That's not junior high yet. Junior high is like, I mean, okay, well, the very beginning. Like maybe
very
the first couple years or the first couple months of like junior high.
Yo, you are not rolling up to a middle school mixer with baby teeth. Please.
That we used to, that's what we used to call, like we used to have dances after the football games and we used to call it fifth quarter. Anyway.
Well, yeah. Can you still have baby teeth at age 19? That is one of the most frequent. That is one of the most frequent questions when you look up. When do kids lose their baby teeth?
Okay, the reason that's the most common question is because so many people still have baby teeth at 19. That has to be why, right?
I don't know. I still have my wisdom teeth. I need to get them out.
Dude, same. Are they poking through yet?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. They're problem. Yeah. They're problematic at this point.
Yeah, and it just hurts me. I have one specifically. One.
Yeah, same. But I'm just gonna get them all out at one time.
No, can you imagine, like, this one's the only one bugging me. Can you, like, just do that one? I'll come back for the rest.
Well, I have a friend. He's a mutual friend, actually. We won't say his name for the privacy of this person. But I do know of a mutual friend that we have that I'm pretty sure got specific. I don't know if he got all his wisdom teeth removed at one time. But I do know he was awake for all of it.
Ooh.
Which is insanity. It's insanity.
There's an old podcast I used to listen to. The guys who created Red versus Blue, Rooster Teeth, one of the founders, he's kind of older, and he was talking about when he was a kid, how they would do house calls for wisdom teeth. And sometimes, if you had more than one kid, they would be like, hey, like, I'm here. All the kids are here. You just want me to knock them out and do it really quick? And, you know, the parents would say, yeah, sure. But this was before, like, anesthesia to knock them out. Apparently, they used to use ether.
And oh, Ethereum. I wonder how much was it. How much did it cost back then?
I don't know, but I could tell you whatever that you paid was too much because he described it as when you do anesthesia, you know, they're like, count back from 100. They tell kids this, count back from 100. The surgery's free, and the kids always wake up. They're like, I'm sorry, Dad, I didn't make it. but he said with the ether, they would put it on. He said it would sound like 100 bees, and then he would see black.
That's nuts.
That's terrifying.
It's also. It's even more concerning that they were using ether on kids when you could have saved it, and now ether is at like over $2,000 per coin now. So you're basically wasting what? I wonder how much ether they wasted back then just putting kids to sleep when you could have held on to it and then made a lot of money.
A gill of ether.
You could. Is that what yield farming is?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's talk fucking sports.
Are you sure you want to talk about sports?
No, let's talk NFTs, baby.
No, we got to talk about sports.
Okay, first off, Andrew, please tell me how you've been telling everyone that the Bucks and the Suns are going to play in the finals.
Dude, I cannot believe what happened. Kevin Durant put that team on his back. Did you watch that game?
I did not watch it.
Of course you didn't. Of course. I actually did. I watched the second half of the game. I didn't watch all of it. But holy shit, that's a great comeback from Durant. That's one of the all-time great playoff performances.
We should probably say we're talking about game five right now.
Yep,
game six is going on right now. Yes. We're recording this on Thursday night. So honestly, you're just going to – I mean, let's make our predictions. I think Nets are going to finish the series tonight.
I think Bucks could – easily win it. I'm gonna
well
be different.
You've been telling
I will say
ooh,
Bucks.
Andrew,
I'll say
you've
Bucks.
Been telling
I'll say
everyone
Bucks.
You've been telling everybody, don't forget, you've been telling everybody Bucks Suns, and what's happened since you said that? The Nets have won, but also Chris Paul has gotten hurt. Well, not gotten
yeah,
hurt,
I know.
But
what,
he's got COVID.
I don't know what the fuck did he get hurt? Or I thought it was a COVID thing.
Yeah, that's what I meant. He's okay. Out. How about that?
He's out. Definitely out at the moment.
UA doctor and Suns fan optimistic despite Chris Paul's COVID-19 diagnosis.
Of course they are.
I don't know what the fuck that means, but Chris Paul out indefinitely because of the COVID protocol.
Devin Booker better fucking turn it up.
I don't know. I don't know if they're going to make it past the conference finals.
By the way, just so you're clear right now, it's the bottom of the fifth and the Cubs are up 2-0 on the Mets.
Yeah, thank God, because I do not want to get
I do not get, you can't get swept.
Want to get swept by the Mets. Even though
the Mets are good.
The Mets are great, okay? We were talking about this in the B3T Sports Slack channel the other day because Johnny Walks, we've talked about this before, posted the most ridiculous top 25 MLB players right now in the league. It was fucking shit. It was fucking trash. But he has the balls. Johnny Walks has the balls to say that the Padres are a great team. In fact, I think that he has the Padres winning the World Series this year, that's which is
insanity.
Asinine.
I remember when I was a kid. I remember I was just, like, I was bright eyed and I had not a thought behind those eyes.
He's foolish. He's just foolish, dude. Oh man. But
I mean, Baltimore could win it.
Yeah, no. I think it's actually mathematically impossible for Baltimore to win the World Series.
That's true. Arizona, 14 game losing streak.
They're terrible. 14 in a row?
14 in a row.
That is so trash. That is trash. That is liquid garbage.
Dude, and the fucking Dodgers, we dropped a couple and now we're 2.5 games back.
Sorry to hear that, buddy. Starting to hear that.
Yeah, it's going to be. Well, here's the thing. I don't mind because they're going to make the playoffs with 41 wins. Like, there's no way they don't make the wild card. The only problem is that it's one and done.
Well, on the wild card, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, so if they make wild card, that's great and it'll be fun to watch. But if they lose, I'll be upset.
Let's see. Cubs are still tied at the top of the NL Central. Be really nice to not get swept by the Mets. I mean, the Mets are great. Mets have been leading the NL East. The only other team that I'm worried about besides the Brewers is the Giants and your fucking Dodgers. Yeah, okay. Padres. No, the Padres are not great. Sorry, Johnny. Padres are not going to win the World Series. They have 38 wins. I don't care. Cubs swept them. I do not care.
The Rays are good, but I don't know how good that division in general is. Like,
the Rays are good.
Are they great?
Yes, the Rays you think are great. Yeah, okay. Red. I mean, they have to play. They do have to play the stinky Orioles. I love the city of Baltimore.
That hurts. The Yankees are always okay.
The Yankees are The Yankees are good. The Red Sox are good. That's a competitive division. I would say AL East is a competitive division. The AL Central, White Sox, I think are also a great team, even though I hate them and hate their fan base, even though I'm friends with some of them here in Chicago. They are all alcoholics.
That happens.
And then the A's and the AL West, they're good. And the Astros. Yeah, fuck the Astros, though. Bunch of cheaters with banging on trash cans and having little code words, and you know Altuve fucking was wearing a wire. You know he was wearing a wire.
That's why I didn't take off a shirt.
That's why he didn't take off his shirt. Nope. Exactly. He has a great body. He has a great physique despite being 5'2".
Every time I look and see Oakland, I just want to watch Moneyball because it's so good.
That is a great movie.
It is a great movie.
Awesome movie. I would put that up there with The Social Network.
Yeah.
And there's
like Wall Street.
Wolf of Wall Street. There's like these. Yeah, there's like these movies that it might even be David Fincher movies. I don't know. We might just have named David Fincher movies. But
I know Social Network is. I don't think the other two are.
Yeah, you're right. But it's basically real movies about real life, but they have a huge dramatic spin to them, and it involves Jonah Hill.
that's true.
Oh man! Oh man! Okay, so we're done talking NBA because you kind of just fucking just yanked us. Well,
the
only
reason I said anything was because, you know, I'm a baseball guy now.
Yeah, you really are, Andrew. And honestly, if now that you're a baseball guy, you should really be investing in baseball NFTs. Topps Digital.
That actually, see, here's the thing. I'm not into it enough yet. Eventually, I probably will be. Give me 2 years of this. I know that's when it'll be too late, but give me 2 years to get into baseball. Like, actually get invested.
It's going to be too late.
The Bucks are up 4-2. Go Bucks.
6-2 now. Go fuck yourself.
Let's go.
Oh, man. And then we have Clippers-Jazz. We have Clippers-Jazz tomorrow.
That one should be good. I don't think Kawhi didn't play in the last one, and the Clippers still won.
Playoff P put the team on his back.
He did. I still think the Jazz could win that as well, but what is it 3-2 right now?
3-2, Clippers could clinch.
I would have loved a game 7 from that. Just like watching the back and forth from the Clippers and the Jazz has been great. Donovan Mitchell is a monster. I know Kawhi is really good. Playoff P when he is playoff P, pretty good. But it's just, Donovan Mitchell is a monster. He's a great young guy.
Sure. Sure. Why not? Why not? What and you know mean? What?
Why not?
Well, no, I just have nothing really bad to say about Donovan Mitchell. So I'm going to say, right, why not? No,
that's good.
Why not? Hawks 76ers. Do we care?
I care if the Hawks win.
I mean, it's looking like they're gonna. They're winning 3-2. I don't see the 76ers winning back to back. Do you?
No, I don't. If the Hawks win, I get to watch Joel Embiid cry again.
Dude, which, the 76ers suck. I'm sorry.
Ben Simmons can't fucking hit a jumper.
No, he can't.
Which,
look, the team.
Not everyone can. But I mean, like, he could not. I mean, he's not even like, oh, sometimes they go in, sometimes out. He cannot make a jumper.
No. And Joel Embiid just doesn't have the endurance to put the team on his back.
No, I mean, he's a great big man.
He's a great big man, but he just doesn't have the endurance, looking like he's going to pass out.
Yeah, looking like
running
Shaq
up and down the court. Yeah, he really is.
Ooh, oh, Bucks 8-2. Nets are bad.
Okay, we're not doing this. We're not announcing every basket of the game. But
so how, well,
if
how's
you
it
were to look, well, if you were to look at the last game, game 5,
I know,
Nets were losing big time in the first quarter.
Yeah, they were losing hard through the whole first half.
Yeah, why do I know that? Even though I didn't watch it, highlights.
Are you asking?
Highlights, baby.
Of course.
Okay.
All right. You want to hear some NFL news?
Time for bottom of the barrel with.
Oh, this is way worse than normal.
With Andrew Heideman.
Two,
all right,
3, 4, 5. So I got like 9 of these things to roll through, and you're gonna rate
them,
right?
Oh my god, dude! Yeah, look, this is the part. This is the part of the podcast where you can tune out. Honestly, I do not have any problem with the listener tuning out at this time because this is truly the most boring part of this entire podcast. No, is this segment right here?
All right.
But it's important. It's apparently important to talk about.
All right. So first day of Dolphins minicamp, 2 through 5 picks.
F, dude. F. That is, I don't need, I can't do this. I can't.
Joe Burrow said he sees a big difference in T. Higgins this
year. Oh, my God. F minus. Jesus.
Panthers wide receiver Robbie Anderson says, I see a difference in Sam Darnold this year.
A.
That's
A plus.
This one's actually, this is probably the most important one. Pete Carroll said that Rashad Penny is not practicing because he had surgery on his knee to get something cleaned up. He also says D. Eskridge has a toe issue and is out right now, which means Carson's getting all the work in all these minicamps. Travis Etienne stands out as a pass catcher. We knew that was going to be a thing for the Jags. Belichick says he really likes Damian Harris. It shouldn't be a shock. He's like one of their only fucking running backs. This one, these are the type that make me mad. Gruden wants to get Ruggs more involved in the offense. You mean the guy you selected in the first round last year? Is that
the guy
really?
who had 3 80-yard bomb touchdowns last season? He's one of those players that you will not like. I had him in fantasy, and it's basically like, hey, he's either going to get 0 points or he's going to get 20 points off of 2 plays.
Which is like, that's what Tyreek Hill used to be like 5-6 years ago.
Not anymore.
Tyreek is actually one of the most consistent wide receivers in the league.
Yeah, he's a slot receiver now, kind of.
Yeah. Let's see here. Elijah Moore apparently is like blowing everyone away at Jets camp. And Travis Kelce says that Noah Gray, apparently I think he's another tight end that these guys grabbed, that the Chiefs grabbed. He said he's really smart, really ahead of the ball. I don't know. I think it's just PR shit, being like, I'm a nice guy. That's it. That's all we got for NFL news.
I give the overall news rating a D. Really, really the only thing that held up was the Sam Darnold news. That A-plus really brought up the average.
You think that's A-plus news for
Sam
Darnold?
I'm fucking with you. No, it's awful.
I was like,
it's
why
all
do you
Fs.
Care about
it's all
Sam Darnold?
Fs. Something that we should have talked about last segment, we were talking NBA, and I'm going to go back because it is important. Rick Carlisle is no longer the Dallas Mavericks head coach. He's leaving the team on his own accord after 13 seasons and hasn't really stated why.
I wonder, what would your speculation be?
Mark Cuban's an asshole.
Do you think he's an asshole?
Yes. Mark Cuban is an asshole. I don't know if that's why Rick Carlisle decided to leave.
He seems so nice on the Sharks.
He's just, dude, he's an asshole. You don't, yeah, he's an asshole for sure. He is probably one of those guys that doesn't know he's being an asshole. He's probably one of those guys that like thinks he's a cool guy or someone who's like, yeah, dude, like I'm a nice guy, but he's not. He's an asshole and he comes across as an asshole because, well, honestly, he probably wouldn't be where he is today without him being an asshole.
Mark, I don't think that. If you're listening, I don't think
that. He's an asshole, dude. For sure an asshole. But
Rick, I mean, 13 Carlisle seasons? Was, I mean, how many of those did Mark Cuban? Because I don't know when Mark Cuban bought the Mavs.
Well, I'll tell you, it was during the 2011 championship. They were both on the, you know, organization when the Mavericks beat the Heat and won the NBA Finals in 2011.
Okay. Because I'm just curious. I mean, they've worked together. Maybe, yeah, he can't take it. But, I mean, I feel like you've made the playoffs 2 years with Luka. Luka's been a monster. You're about to – they're going to supermax pay Luka, right? I mean, I think you have to.
Well, see, here's the thing. Now they're saying, well, does this affect Luka? Does this affect –
are they going to blow it up?
Man. I don't know, dude. I don't fucking know. I think you're an idiot. I was listening to fucking – pardon the interruption or whatever. One of the Sports Center shows, right, one of the ESPN shows that comes on during the fucking day that I have on, they're just talking about Luka and is Luka going to be okay with Rick Carlisle? I don't fucking know.
It depends who they get, right? But we're in agreement that Luka's a baller.
Of course. I mean, you have the behind the back assist top shot moment.
Yes, I do. I do.
Which is mine. It belongs to me.
But here's the thing. I don't know who else is on that team if you don't keep Luka. Like, if you don't keep him, you're blowing it up and you're like rebuilding, right?
Probably.
And I don't know where Luka. I mean, Luka with Giannis, like say in Milwaukee.
that would be good.
They don't have another superstar.
Shit.
No. Yeah, think about that.
Okay, I like this. I like this. I could see him going to the Bucks. You know what? Put them on the Nets. Why not? Just have the Nets be the fucking super team and watch LeBron cry about it.
Maybe the Raptors? Put them with Dollar Dame?
No, I don't like that. Wait.
Oh, why don't you like that? Why do you hate fun?
Dude, you either misspoke or I am so out of date on... Doesn't Dame play for Portland?
Oh, maybe it is the Trailblazers. Trailblazers is what I meant. Oh, yeah, the Raptors were not involved this year, were they?
No. Okay. Not since Kawhi left. Thank God. Mark Cuban bought the Mavs. Do you want to guess what year?
2009.
Oh, no. Close? Not even close. He bought it almost a decade before that in 2000. January. Damn. 2000. Really just ringing in the new year with honestly a new millennia. Century. Yeah, millennia. New millennia. With a basketball team. Imagine being like, yeah, what's your New Year's resolution? Well, I just bought a NBA team, so I guess...
Win a
I
title. Hope,
yeah, you know? And, you know, they got
that
one.
That didn't happen.
Could you imagine... Okay. Because I think Mark Cuban made all of his money during the 90s.com era.
Right.
Radio on internet, you know? Radio on internet. So I think he made like $2 billion when he sold his company to Yahoo. And imagine just the quick transition of not only becoming a billionaire, but then an NBA owner, and then beating one of the greatest players of all time when he joins a super team, beats them in the first year just a decade later. I mean, that's it. You know what? Mark Cuban might be an asshole, but fuck, dude, he's got a fucking awesome resume.
Has anyone ever owned a basketball team and an NFL team or any two major sports franchises?
Oh yeah.
People, they do. Okay,
I can think of one right off the bat. It's that guy who fucking owns Little Caesars. Hold on, the guy who owned Little Caesars,
not Papa John.
No, Little Caesars founder. Let's see. Little Caesars founder, Mike Ilitch. I know that he's a fucking little. He owns the Detroit Red Wings and the Detroit Tigers.
Oh, okay.
Well, it says he owned because he did die in 2017.
Oh, but, sad.
But he did.
Is that why their quality in pizza has declined? He was majorly involved
you
in all
bite
those
your
pizzas.
Tongue. You bite your tongue. But yeah, no, I know there are, and I'm sure we could spend the time and look it up, but there are definitely a lot of owners. It's actually more common than you think because it's sure. kind of like a package deal. It's like a buy one, get one free sort of thing when you're a billionaire and you're like, hey, I could buy the Detroit Red Wings. Could you just throw in the Tigers in as well? And the city of Detroit's like, yeah, why not?
They're like, we're not worth anything anyway. This man's giving us money. It's crazy.
We need money. Our housing market has completely collapsed.
Now, you're not a... Okay, so we're going to switch gears a little bit here. You're not a college football guy. I mean, you'll watch college football, but you're not like... you don't set out and watch it every Saturday, right?
No, I do not. I watch the Cox sometimes.
Of course you do.
And I'll watch the playoffs, but that's it.
That's where we're going with this. There's speculation they might expand the playoff from 4 teams to 12 teams.
I thought that was already in the bag.
I don't know if it's in the bag.
I think it's in the bag.
I feel Andrew, like I've read more about this. I'm almost certain it's not a done deal.
4 to 12. Wasn't it? They're just skipping 8 now?
Well, I mean, I think, yeah. I get that. To me, 8 makes sense because you can do the 5 major conferences and 3 wild cards, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But with 12, I don't know. I mean, like, yeah, you could still do the 5 major conferences and just fill the rest with wild cards. It would be really entertaining, but you're going to lose games. I mean, like, they're either going to expand the season, which they're not going to do because it's football and these guys are kids. You know, that's what everyone's going to say. Although I've always hated that argument. Because they're like, they should be in school. They shouldn't be missing for these things. I'm like, if anyone in the NCAA actually gave a fuck about that, March Madness would not be fucking 64 teams. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, it's just like, I know football's physical, but I always hated that argument. But this is good in general. More playoff football means higher stakes. I like it. Especially if it happens.
Let's see. Osaka... We talked about her, tennis player.
We sure did.
We talked about her for the French Open. She was the number 2 seed. I still think she's the number 2 seed just overall in the world right now. And she left the French Open. And
Federer also left, by the way.
Yes. Yes, he did.
Talk about.
But listen, we're not a tennis podcast, but we'll bring it up from time to time. Osaka, Wimbledon's coming up, right? Wimbledon's coming up.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
She's not going to be playing, but she is going to be playing in the Summer Olympics, mm-hmm. which is held in Japan, which is like super important for her and her, obviously, her nationality because she's Japanese. So I'm pretty sure she'll be representing Japan.
She?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I'm 99.
I was hoping that you panic when...
No, I don't panic. I would lie. If you cornered me in a question and like you backed me into a corner, I would just lie my way out of it. I'd be like, yeah, dude, yeah, I'm 100% sure.
Of course she is.
Yeah, what? I'm pretty sure the college playoffs already expanded to 12 teams, by the way.
I don't think that that's true. I'm like positive that that's incorrect.
I think so. But yeah, so she's not going to be playing in Wimbledon. Neither is Novak.
Oh, I did not hear that one.
Novak's not playing in Wimbledon or the Olympics. He is taking time to heal his body.
I mean, tennis is
He's old.
Tennis is one of those things where you can take a break. It's physically taxing, but it's not like football. It's kind of like golf, I think, in a way. It's not contact. Yeah, you're moving and you're pivoting a lot, but I feel like if you're flexible and you are continuing to train, even if you're not playing matches, you might be a little rusty when the very first time you come back, but I think that it's a very responsible thing to do as an athlete to protect your longevity.
Absolutely.
That's your paycheck, baby.
Yeah, honestly. Speaking of golf, the US Open is going on right now.
How's that going?
it's funny because usually this time, well, you have the NBA finals and you have the Stanley Cup playoffs, which we haven't talked about once, by the way. We haven't talked, like, the Stanley Cup conference finals are going on right now. I think both series are tied. I want the Golden Knights and the Islanders in the finals. I feel like that would be nice. But right now is usually this lull of sports, right? But it's really after the finals and the Stanley Cup end. And then it's just like this barren summer wasteland of just average baseball until football starts. We are in for a treat right now because not only do we have the finals and the Stanley Cup like we usually do, but we also have the Olympics are coming up. The Olympics are coming up this summer, which is a nice treat. What? We have two soccer tournaments going on right now. I'm going
to get you to bet on the Olympics.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Oh, that was easy. All right.
I mean, we'll see what events.
No, you'll bet on the Olympics.
Okay, Andrew, well, what event do you really see us betting on? Track and field?
Yeah, absolutely.
Javelin? Like what? Like,
I'm thinking we bet the whole thing. We bet shot put, we bet sprints, we bet fucking long jump.
I'll put all my money on Usain Bolt or Oscar Pistorius. No problem with that.
I think Usain Bolt is retired.
What about Oscar Pistorius?
I think he's in jail. I'm not kidding. Didn't he shoot that lady through her door?
He murdered his girlfriend, yeah.
Oh, she died. Okay, so yeah, that happened.
She's dead. I'm not laughing at her murder. I'm laughing at you not knowing that.
I mean, I just remembered that, you know. By the way, I'm looking now, because you got me curious. I'm looking at NHL standings now. Their divisions are branded.
NHLs?
Did you know this?
I actually didn't know that.
They have... okay, so here are their divisions. The Honda West, the Discover Central, the Mass Mutual East, and the Scotia North.
That's fucking hilarious.
It is hilarious.
On Google, it just says Central, East, West, and North.
Now, hear this fucking shit out.
Okay.
This is on the NHL site. So in the Honda West, you got 8 teams. Discover Central, 8 teams. Mass Mutual, 8 teams. Scotia North, there's only 7 teams. What the fuck?
That's because there was a war and 3 teams died.
I don't think that's true. And even if that were not, even if that were true. It
was all the northern teams. They were all the weakest.
Well then.
Oh my God. But anyway, back what I was saying, Andrew, before you interrupted me with God knows what it was at the time.
Yeah, I said Osaka was Japanese. And you said that's not true.
What? That's definitely not what happened. But listen, we actually are in a little golden era pocket of sports. We have two soccer tournaments going on, the Copa America and the UEFA Euro 2020. We have the Olympics right around the corner. We have the Stanley Cup. We have the finals. And now that you're a baseball guy, I mean, baseball's kind of popping right now.
It is kind of popping right now.
So honestly, but NFL, and we have Zed Race. NFL can wait.
We got Zed Run now, too.
Well, I have Zed Run. You do not.
They better give me my free fucking horse.
Okay, so if you guys don't know, we talk about Zed Run all the time, okay? It is literally the next biggest thing in esports, okay? If this is your first time hearing about Zed Run, just pause it, please, and go to zed.run. That's the fucking website. I know, not... there's no .com, there's no .org, no .net. It's zed.run, R-U-N. That's the fucking website, okay? It's run on the Polygon-matic blockchain, okay? It's the layer 2 of Ethereum. No gas. It's all great. This is the future of esports. You buy horses, you breed the horses, you race the horses, you make money, okay? This is just, I mean, what they've done is they've put an entire ecosystem of horse racing, they put an entire sport onto a blockchain and have let literally anyone in the world participate. You don't need a farm, you don't need a fucking trainer, you don't need someone to go around and collect horse jizz. Physical horse jizz, okay? Because it's all digital. You don't need
to, but I mean, like, somebody could.
Someone could. In fact, we might. That's a side business. Andrew, make sure to remind me about that. Write that down. This is the power of NFTs. This is the power of blockchain. You can literally move an entire market onto a blockchain. And when you do that, you then open the gates, no pun intended, you open the gates up for anyone to participate, okay? Never in my wildest dreams, okay, where if you were to say, hey, you're going to be able to own a horse and race that horse and then, you know, be able to fucking make money off of this, I would have never believed you. But that is the future. And I can't wait to see what other sports, whatever, what other marketplaces are going to be brought onto the blockchain, because this is the future. Owning your own competitor, owning your own team. And we're talking about Mark Cuban buying NBA teams like the Mavs back in 2000. It's not going to be like that anymore. People are going to be able to buy their own teams of digital players, digital basketball players, and they're going to be fucking playing in simulations. And it's going to be up to the owners to hire probably managers. And managers are going to be able to look at the data and plug in. And, you know, like this is all, it's like fantasy football, Andrew. Oh, yeah, we're both big fantasy football guys. Well, it's going to be like, instead of, you know, drafting players for a season, you're going to be actually owning the players, and then you actually make the trades, and you actually, you know, like this is the future. And I'm not saying it's going to replace real world physical sports, but it's going to live in harmony. It's going to live in harmony with the two. And I'm just so pumped. So anyway, back to Zed Run, you buy the horses, you breed the horses. They fucked up a lot, okay? We've talked about it. They fucked up a lot in the past, specifically with two drops. They fucked up. The Terra drop. I feel drop,
personally fucked over by a couple of these things.
Yes.
Not even kidding.
The Terra drop and the Echo drop, both were disasters. I was able to buy two Genesis horses. I have four horses now, but there were some unlucky people out there. I got fucked the first time around. So, I mean,
you did.
I did get fucked the first time around, but they're giving away free horses, I think $6 million worth of free horses to the general public.
Yes. And I have sent them four emails every day. Like, not four every day, but I've sent them an email every day totaling four emails today.
Okay.
Because they don't respond. They don't respond to me. I sent them, like, they send me promo emails, and they send me the hello at zed.run email whenever I send them a support ticket. But then they don't respond to me. And it says, we respond in 24 to 48 hours. I've heard nothing.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, and I get their promos, but I don't get their emails for drops. And I have a stable, and I know my email is verified, because why would they be sending me stuff? Yeah. Somebody's over there. They know.
I mean, listen, they're obviously having a real difficult time keeping up with demand. They're a small Australian team. They actually just announced partnerships with Stella Artois.
Did they really? And,
yeah, they did. So you can actually buy limited edition Stella Artois themed skins for your horses.
I saw that too.
Yeah. This is like, so like they're slowly but surely moving up to the big leagues. They're still super small. They don't have a decent customer service team. We fucking know that. But they're making steps. Speaking of which, I have my horse fingers in three races right now. So as soon as we're done recording, I'm going to watch them. I'm going to watch the races.
Good shit.
Look.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Just keep emailing them. I mean, I don't have really the supposed date that they're going to give away these free horses, I think, are sometime early July. So you still have a few weeks to really get up their ass to make sure that you're in the drawing. Because if you do have zero horses in your Zed Run stables, it actually allows you to, it's weighted proportionately so that if you have zero horses, you actually have a greater chance of getting a horse.
Yeah. And honestly, if I got one for free after all the times I've been fucked by this, I'm way more likely to go and buy a Z7 or something to breed. Like that would be my goal. But I mean, buying two, like, especially as prices just go up and how it's been fucked the whole time. Like, I just, it's the last drop I purposely didn't even attempt to do because one, I ain't get an email, but I decided before I didn't get the email.
Well, you could have used, you could have used your brother's.
I could have. He also did. He tried. He also couldn't get a horse. He was not in that first drop.
Yeah, he had to have been because he got fucked the first time. He definitely was in the first draw.
Well, no, I'm sorry. He was in the very, very first one. But he didn't. He said he spent too much time looking. He wasn't able to actually get. And then for the actual drop, the scheduled drop, that was where he wasn't in.
Yeah.
The correct.
Yeah. The scheduled Echo drop was a shit show. So, but I have all the faith in Zed Run in fixing their shit. It's just, I mean, they're just growing at such a crazy rate. They just can't keep up.
Well, now what?
I'm gonna go watch Fingers.
All right, grapefruit.
Grapefruit.
Normally you can only get this technique in one of my classes, but I wanted to share this with you because I believe every man should get grapefruited. When you grapefruit your man, it's gonna feel as if you are giving him head and fucking him at the same time.
Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling.
Valentino Summers and Wave Runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug Dealers Anonymous. Valentino Summers and Wave Runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug Dealers Anonymous. How many Madonnas can that Mazda fit? My brick talk is more than obvious. It's ominous. Garage is the phantom. Ghouls, ghosts, and goblins. Blonde Mohawk, the collection. I'm Dennis Rodman.
No better feeling would he ever get than being grapefruited. No better feeling would he ever get.
Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling.
Time to hit the showers, cause baths are for babies.